is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Siobhan. I've written in a few different times, and this is the first time calling. I've listened to you since last year and absolutely love your podcast. I love that it's an outlet for those of us who have our stories to tell and have people that don't always believe. And so thank you for that. I am an EPP and absolutely love the show. What I'm calling about today is something that had happened to me that was really scary. I haven't been this scared since I've been able to see spirits. When I was about 15 or 16, my dad created a room down in the basement for me. It was scary at certain points, but, you know, it's a basement. He had cut out a door out of the wall for a makeshift bathroom that he had done. And in there, in the bathroom, there was the nightlight. And I also had a guinea pig and a rabbit whose cages were in the bathroom as well. Now, you could see with light nightlight through that sheer into the bedroom. So I could pretty much see whatever. He did that for me so I wouldn't be so scared in the basement. It's important to note that I did not have any other pets. It was only the rabbit and the guinea pig, who I would always fall asleep to listening to them shuffle around in their cages before they finally fell asleep. Well, one night, my guinea pig and my rabbit were, I guess, asleep. They were quiet until all of a sudden my guinea pig started making his chattering sound with his teeth as a warning. I didn't understand what this was for. Of course, you know, I was kind of scared. But then I felt something jump up on the bed. Again, you know, we didn't have any other pets. We didn't have any cats or dogs. There shouldn't have been anything that jumped up on my bed, and they were still in their cages. I could see them. So I looked down at the bottom of my bed, which I instantly regretted, and there was this cat-like form, figure, creature, on the bottom of my bed. The freakiest part about it was it kind of reminded me of the Cheshire Cat, only a little more evil, with sharp teeth, and instead of being its normal pink color, it was black and gray. And this thing just sat there and stared at me for quite a while. My father had bipolar disease, and I believe this thing took over him at his darkest moments, or at least helped fuel his rage. I was talking about what I had seen with my mom, and she just stopped and stared at me, and I thought she thought I was crazy until she said, asked for me to describe it again, and I did. And she said that one of my sister's friends had seen the exact same thing walking around in the living room while she was spending the night one night. She watched it walk down the stairs from kind of like the area where my mom and dad were. And it walked down the stairs. It walked into the dining room, which she didn't see it anymore. So the fact that it walked all the way down to me and ended up on my bed is kind of a scary thought. Why did it pick me to come see? I did end up throwing the blanket over my head, and I hid there for a little bit. It's funny because I always had my toy barrier that was around me. That it sounds funny, but it was something that I always found was very comforting, that nothing could get past this toy barrier. And it didn't. It never passed it. It just sat and stared at me. So whether it was just because it just didn't want to come any closer, or it was because of my toy barrier, I guess I'll never know, but it did end up disappearing. I haven't had anything like that scary happen before or after. I have had many encounters with the paranormal, which I can always write in later, and I have written in about, including one about my dad and a dream I had after he had passed. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, and keep up the great work.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.